Good morning. We're calling to order the April 6th Marin Transit Board meeting. It's 9:30 a.m. and we will begin with open time for public expression. And it's limited to 2 minutes per speaker. If there's anybody in the audience wishing to make public open time on items not on the agenda, please come up to the microphone.
President Sackett, if you don't mind, I'm going to call roll first.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I will now call roll. President Sackett,
Present.
Vice President Casissa,
Here.
Second Vice President Bushy, Director Colbert, Director Moulton Peters, Director Rodoni,
Here.
Director Lukin, Director Yorans Gulati. Thank you, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to public open time. I'm not seeing anybody in the room. Are there any hands raised on Zoom, Kate?
I will first read the instructions for how to participate via Zoom for a public comment, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Thank you. At today's meeting, in-person comments will be heard before virtual comments. If you are joining us on Zoom and you would like to comment, please use the raise hand icon located on your screen. If you're participating by phone call, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, your name will be called and you'll be prompted to unmute your device. You'll then have 2 minutes to speak. This includes the instructions. I will also like to note that we received written comments on agenda item 1 from a member of the public via email. The comments have been shared with the board and will be included in the public record of this meeting. I will now check and see if we have any raised hands on Zoom. I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. I see no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will close open time for public expression and move on to agenda item 2, Board of Directors Matters. Is there anyone with any Board of Directors matters? Good morning. Any matters for the board? Okay, we'll close item 2 and move on to item 3, General Manager's Report.
Well, good morning, President Sackett, members of the board. Happy Monday and welcome to our April board meeting. I want to kick off this morning's meeting by introducing the newest member of our team, Gianni LaCaruba. Gianni, if you could stand. Gianni was recently hired to become our first in-house program enrollment coordinator. And in this position, Gianni will help us review applications for our Marin Access programs and work with our riders to best match our mobility programs and services to the needs of those riders. Gianni was born and raised here in Marin County, graduated from Redwood High School. He has a degree from Environmental Science from the University of Oregon and has worked for both the city of Larkspur and most recently for Caltrans District 4 in Oakland. So please join me in welcoming Gianni to our team.
Welcome.
So turning to my report, we are less than a week away from our mascot service implementation. This has been a long time in the making, and this Sunday, April 12th, Marin Transit, SMART, and Golden Gate Transit will be making improvements to our services that'll significantly change and alter and improve the regional services in the Highway 101 corridor. Specifically for Marin Transit, what this means is better connections at strategic transfer locations throughout Marin County to the regional bus and rail services. This plan is a long time in the making and demonstrates the high degree of coordination and collaboration amongst all the transit operators in the CMAs here in Marin and Sonoma County, as well as the MTC. So very excited. We have a lot of information on our website. We've been doing outreach to riders over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Starting Sunday, we'll see some improvements. The other thing that happened last week that I did not include on this slide, we started our 14th season of the Muirwood Shuttle service last Friday. The Muirwood Shuttle service this year is going to run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday between April and the end of October. And all the service will be running out of Larkspur Landing this year. So some changes and tweaks to that service, but we're very excited about the new Muirwood Shuttle service as well this year. Next slide. Shortly after our March board meeting, we opened our newest stop within the canal, The stop is located at the corner of East Francisco and Medway. And the stop offers a new opportunity for our canal riders to get off the bus if they're traveling to the western edge of the canal without having to ride the full loop on the 35 and 36. Response to this new stop was almost immediate, and we just pulled March ridership numbers, and we saw an average of 90 passengers per day getting off at this stop on weekdays and 75 on the weekends. So there was definitely a need for this this new stop, and we're happy to see that riders are taking advantage of it. So I do want to say a big congratulations to the team. This was again a long time in the making, and not a little lift for our staff. So thank you. Next slide. March 18th was National Transit Employee Appreciation Day, a day that recognizes the people who keep our communities moving and encourages our riders to express the gratitude for and appreciation for our staff, specifically our transit operators. Marin Transit, many of our partner agencies use social media to help encourage our riders to share this day of recognition amongst our drivers. We developed several social media posts and campaigns, which you can see up here on the screen. Riders were also to use Also able to use the transit app to put in some comments about their favorite driver, and we've also included a couple of those comments here that we received through our transit app. So very exciting day for us in March. Next slide. And to recognize our riders on Wednesday, April 22nd, we will be offering free fares as part of our Earth Day promotion. As a reminder, this is one of eight different promotional days that your board approved last year to offer fare free to our riders. So on that day, we'll have free fares. Next slide. Our team often gets asked if our staff actually use transit to get to and from work. So we developed a social media campaign to educate and encourage our riders to also use transit to get to and from work. This was a multi-week social media campaign that shared the experiences of our riders, not only using transit, but using other alternative modes to get to work, including carpooling and biking. And the images on your screen here are taken from that campaign. Next slide. So turning to ridership, we did include December and January. We're getting caught up a little bit on our ridership reporting. And what we saw generally was December was up a little bit and January was down a little bit. So starting with fixed route, December was up 3%, January was down 5% compared to the previous year. Next slide. And on our demand response program, similar trends, we were up 4% in December and then down 8% in January. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Other questions, Director Moulton-Peters.
Yeah, question and then later comment. But Robert, Golden Gate Transit also reported ridership down in January. And I just want, was it a shorter month? Do we have holiday? Any, can we point to anything?
Yeah, great question. We typically use the quarterly report to kind of dig into the details in terms of, you know, why we're seeing changes in month over month ridership. I do think January we did have, I believe that was a wet month. It's hard to know how rainfall and other weather impact travel, but that could have been one of the reasons.
Thank you. How could we forget about the flooding of Highway 101 and the collateral damage after that? So that could have something to do with it.
Other director questions? Robert, I appreciate the mascots outreach, and I know we've talked about this a little bit. I think the light bulb that just went off for me is I think as I'm trying to push this messaging out, I'm thinking of folks who may not have you be using transit. And it seems like the messaging is very much directed to how is will it affect your current use. And so I wonder if, and I'm almost thinking like with the Earth Day campaign that because I do think that the mascots is going to provide, you know, a new incentive and streamlined reason to use transit. And I think a lot about smart later and earlier, and some of that messaging that, because I just am finding the messaging about mascots pretty detailed and in the weeds, which I think does fit for existing riders, but it's too complicated, I think, to draw in new riders to say this is. There's going to be more service and simplified messaging. So I will share that with Smart as well. And I've been talking to Tam, but and maybe it's not, for Sunday, but kind of over the coming months. Like, how do we tell this story? Even though we've been living and breathing it for so long, I think that the average folks don't know what mascots is or how it could provide them a new opportunity to travel.
Yeah, great comment. I think we're overly sensitive to making sure our existing riders are taken care of and know what the changes will be. So I think right now that's been the focus of the initial marketing and outreach. But I think longer term we do need to promote the added service. And here in Marin County, we're going to have 15-minute service between downtown San Rafael and San Francisco, which is really exciting. And for the most part, that's direct service right across the bridge into San Francisco. So there are a lot of benefits and a lot of new opportunities here for transit riders in Marin County. And I think we need to kind of shift our marketing and outreach over the next couple months to highlight that.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the Board of Directors matters or the General Manager's report? Not seeing anyone in the room. Are there any hands raised on Zoom?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah,
If I might make
Director
a
Moulton
couple
Peters. Yeah.
comments. I just wanted to acknowledge two things. The Muirwood shuttle, 14 years. So that is such a valuable service, not only for the visitors, but also for Southern Marin, who don't experience quite as much traffic to Muir Woods and out Route One as we would. So thank you for keeping that going. We've tried many permutations, and I think 3 days out of Larkspur sounds like the right place to land. I also want to just acknowledge and build on what Director Sackett said about mascots. It really is a very groundbreaking and forward-thinking effort. It's been thoughtfully planned and studied. It required coordination and collaboration among all the agencies, with every agency giving a little to get a lot for Marin and Sonoma County riders. And it'll take a while for things to settle out. People have to get used to the changes. I was happy to see in the communications plan that there's information at every stop about the changes that have been made. And so I think to your point, after it settles out a little bit, maybe that's the time to really put the pedal to the metal and promote the new service to new riders. So thank you, Robert, for your team's effort in being part of this. It's exciting, and it may well set a precedent for the Bay Area, as the whole Bay Area needs to do the same kind of process. But they started with the small but mighty, and we're doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we will move on to the consent calendar. Before we take up the consent calendar, is there any public comment on any items on the consent calendar? Not seeing any in the room. Any hands raised on Zoom, Kate?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Would any director want to pull anything from the consent calendar? Not seeing any.
I'll move consent.
Okay. We have a motion by Moulton Peters, a second by Kasisic. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The consent, any opposed? The consent calendar is approved. We'll move on to agenda item 5, community capacity building cohort presentation.
Yes, item number 5, we are joined today by some special guests. I'm going to let our Director of Planning, Kathleen Sullivan, introduce the item.
Hi, good morning. Oh, green. Want to look for the green light. Good morning. So glad to be here. I'm really pleased to be presenting this item. I'm going to start with a little bit of housekeeping. This presentation is going to be part in English and part in Spanish. I'll introduce in English, and then the presenters who are here are going to speak in Spanish. So each of you has a headset with a little blue cord on it. I just wanted to show you how to put it on because it might not immediately be intuitive. If you're bilingual, You don't need a headset. The transit, so they'll be speaking in Spanish, but you basically put it around your ear like this, and the speaker goes into your ear. Right now, she's translating into Spanish for the speakers. So I just wanted to prep you with that. And for those online to listen to this presentation in English, please click on the interpretation icon on your screen. It's like a little world symbol. And select the English language channel, and then this will be translated into English for those online who don't speak Spanish. Any technical questions before I jump into the presentation? Okay, great. So I'm really, next slide. I'm really pleased to introduce this in, we just completed this community capacity, what we called community capacity building. And the cohort, this is some representatives of the cohort that was trained as part of that. And they came to share some of their learnings from the sessions and some of the feedback that they have already given to staff, just to share a sort of a subset of that with your board. This is just gives you a little bit more granular insight into the kind of community engagement we're doing with the community, and also gives them an opportunity to present. They don't do this every day, so I ask for your grace and appreciation. We're so glad they're here today. Yeah, we're just really excited for this partnership. Next slide. So I'll give just a really brief introduction of what we actually did, and they'll go over a little bit of that as well. And then I'm going to turn it over to Cruz Vargas, who will introduce her team of presenters. Next slide. So in collaboration with Canal Alliance and Ricardo Huerta, who's also in the audience back there in the back, also with the support of, and Diana is also here from Canal Alliance. So thank you to both of them, and thank you to Joanna. Who is on my team, who is really helpful in getting this all up and running. We did it's basically a participatory public transit training and engagement curriculum. There were three main goals you'll see on the left side: strengthen community understanding of Marin Transit. The curriculum is actually shown on the right. So these were sort of the modules that we went over the 2 months. Just an overview of what we do, kind of like all the things that make Marin Transit run, you know, that all the pieces that get into place to actually have buses out on the street providing service to people. So we went over transit service planning, bus stops, our facilities, fares and Clipper, and the workforce development and childcare pieces of just, you know, getting all the staff that you saw on a prior slide that Robert presented in the door to actually deliver the service we deliver. We also got feedback, live feedback from the participants to inform our activities today. So we got some really good feedback from them on an ongoing basis and then at their final presentation. And the goal here, the long-term goal, is to identify and train a set of transit ambassadors who can actually help us do outreach over the coming months and years, to really have kind of the voice of the community actually being the voice that's delivering our message to the community, both getting feedback and providing information. So kind of that really facilitating that two-way communication with our riders. It was a 2-month course. We started at the end of January, and we just wrapped it up at the end of last week, or sorry, the beginning of last week. They did weekly sessions on Zoom. They were led by Ricardo. I participated in a couple. There was also an in-person group site visit. They got on the bus at San Rafael. They toured San Rafael Transit Center, got on the bus, rode into the canal, toured the bus stops. They also did some independent field trips and homework of their own, looking into, you know, various parts of our operations. And last Monday, we concluded with an evening graduation ceremony at our office. Robert presented them with graduation certificates. It's been a really great opportunity for Marin Transit to really engage one-on-one or sort of in a more hands-on capacity with the community, and hear directly from them. So I will now turn it over to Cruz. Come on up. You guys can use the podium over here. And she'll deliver just that. So this is sort of a subset of what they presented to us last week.
Buenos días a todos, principalmente a la mesa directiva que está aquí presente y a todo el personal. Les voy a presentar. Mi nombre es Cruz Vargas, de Voces del Canal. Les presento a mi equipo, a Darlene Ruiz, Aurelia Vargas, Verónica, y solamente vinieron por hoy. Agradecemos la oportunidad de poder compartir con ustedes nuestras experiencias en este proyecto. Como dijo Kathleen, hicimos presentación el lunes pasado en las oficinas de Marine Transit, donde recibimos diplomas, como lo dijo. Voces del Canal, en colaboración de Marine Transit y Canal Alliance, un grupo de líderes de la comunidad latina del condado de Marin participó en un curso de capacitación alcance comunitario en el sistema de tránsito público. Voces de Canal es un grupo afiliado a Canal Alliance que trabaja y apoya para mejorías de la comunidad. Estamos con ustedes esta mañana para presentarles un resumen de nuestras experiencias, aprendizaje y observaciones. Les voy a hablar un poco de la metodología. El curso se llevó por medio de varios métodos y diferentes estrategias. Ahora les quiero comentar sobre esos métodos. Se utilizaron clases virtuales cada semana. Los lunes de 6 a 8 p.m. nos reunimos por Zoom. Usar este método de Zoom es ideal para nosotros porque permite la participación a los que trabajan diariamente durante el día. Es más accesible para familias que tenemos niños, etcétera. Se nos mostraron presentaciones sobre varios temas relacionados con el sistema de tránsito. Cómo funciona, cuáles son los desafíos, cuáles son los cambios que están por realizarse, cuáles son las oportunidades para que la comunidad colabore para mejorar el sistema, entre otros temas.
Excelente.
Aquí tenemos algunos ejemplos. También tuvimos que hacer la oportunidad de hacer preguntas, comentar sobre temas, compartir observaciones y aportar nuestro conocimiento, ya que muchos de nosotros hemos usado los sistemas de tránsito de varias agencias por muchos años. En dos ocasiones tuvimos la oportunidad de reunirnos con Kathleen Sullivan para compartir nuestras experiencias, hacer preguntas y para que nos informara sobre Marine Transit. Fue algo muy especial tener esas conversaciones con Kathleen en español. Pudimos presentarnos y entendernos muy bien y pudimos iniciar una amistad con ella. Los temas de las clases por Zoom. Para aprender sobre distintos temas de Marine Transit, operaciones de transporte, programas de servicio de transporte, densidad poblacional sobre los usuarios, las rutas que tienen otras agencias de tránsito como el Golden Gate Transit y el Ferry, sobre Marine Access, las tarifas de autobuses, el impacto ambiental y las inversiones de fuerza laboral y las guarderías, entre otros. Tour de tránsito para aprender, observar y analizar. Como vemos en las fotografías que se encuentran en la pantalla, se hizo un recorrido distintos sitios en las rutas, empezando con la central de tránsito en San Rafael. En la central realizamos un tour de tránsito para aprender, observar y analizar. Nos reunimos para conocer sobre el ritmo de tiempo de ruta de los autobuses, sobre el sistema Pulso y sobre la agencia sin fines de lucro que contratan con Marine Transit para ofrecer servicios. ¿Sí me están escuchando bien? No, no sé.
Sí, muy
Oh,
bien.
gracias. Durante el recorrido se hicieron observaciones de las necesidades que presentan en el sistema y las paradas. Se hicieron pruebas sobre el funcionamiento del sistema de información telefónico. Se identificaron como oportunidades para mejorar esos sistemas. Se identificaron los desafíos de las rutas durante hora pico. Tour del sistema de la comunidad de Canal. El grupo se subió al autobús, al canal, Fuimos observando el sistema, las paradas, usuarios, entre otros elementos. Siguiente slide, por favor. Siguiente, por favor. Analizamos el folleto de horarios para observar si era fácil de usar para el usuario típico de la comunidad. Hicimos un recorrido a pie para ver de cerca varias paradas, sus estructuras, iluminación, condiciones de limpieza, entre otros aspectos. Gracias. Ahora con ustedes les voy a pasar a mi compañera Darlene, que les va a hablar un poco de el uso de los elementos que funcionan bien en Marine Transit.
Buenos días. I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here in this presentation. My name is Darlene Ruiz, and voy a presentar el uso de servicio elementos que funcionan muy bien. Se identificaron destinos, elementos que funcionan bien. Se identificaron los puntos o elementos que son buenos para la comunidad. En la comunidad hay mucha gente y muchos residentes, por lo que el transporte es eficiente en la zona. El sistema de pulso funciona bien con los horarios de tránsito. El transporte pasa cada 30 minutos, lo cual es bueno para los estudiantes y usuarios residentes del área. Los horarios son exactos. El transfer ayuda a los usuarios trabajadores para llegar a su destino en distintas áreas. Los horarios exactos son convenientes para los usuarios. Programas de acceso y movilidad. Se identificó que se cuenta con apoyo para personas que necesitan ayuda como personas mayores. Existe un programa específico para las personas mayores en donde el bus recoge al usuario y los lleva a su destino. Hay programas de apoyo para tener un descuento para usuarios mayores, niños, estudiantes en el transporte. Oh, perdón. I'm sorry. Muchas paradas de alta frecuencia. Hay áreas o paradas en donde el autobús pasa frecuentemente de 30 minutos a una hora. En el canal funciona muy bien que pase cada 30 minutos y el horario es perfecto para los usuarios. A costos adecuados. Los precios no son tan altos, por lo que el precio es adecuado. Como hay diversos programas de descuento y por el transfer, los costos se mantienen adecuados para los usuarios. Muchas gracias. Esta es mi presentación y les paso a mi compañera Verónica Duarte.
Buenos días a cada uno de ustedes. Como ustedes se han dado cuenta, hay muchas cosas buenas de Marine Transit, aunque sin embargo, se identificaron oportunidades para mejorar, como por ejemplo los choferes. Los choferes deben de ser simpáticos con los usuarios, a ayudarles a cómo usar su tarjeta, cómo pagar, cómo hacerlo el transfer. Cuando los usuarios no puedan hacer, tenemos muchas personas que han llegado de nuestros países, no puedan utilizar el transporte. Los choferes tienen que ser simpáticos con las personas, ayudarles a tener paciencia porque los choferes deben de esperar cuando lleguen los otros autobuses, un ejemplo de Novato a San Rafael, esperar y ser pacientes cuando lleguen a las paradas, cuando los usuarios vayan subiendo. Los autobuses tienen que estar limpios porque si se pueden dar cuenta cuando las personas van agarradas, a tratar de que estén limpios las paradas de los autobuses. se deben de revisar con tiempo, o sea, deben revisar con constante tiempo para que las paradas se mantengan bien y las casitas estén bien, que los ayuden a las personas, tanto como en la lluvia, como en el sol, que las paradas tengan su mantenimiento. La iluminación, es importante que haya iluminación para evitar el vandalismo. También propusimos lo que es la luz solar y paradas prioritarias, como por ejemplo, esas tienen que estar muy bien cuidadas porque son paradas que nos representan a todos. La comunicación con los nuevos usuarios. Para los nuevos usuarios deben de tener el acceso rápido en la línea. Cuando se haga una llamada, tener una respuesta rápida. Y cuando hayan cambios mayores, o menores, hacernos saber a la comunidad. Nosotros estamos dispuestos a pasar la voz, que es la forma más importante. Pasando la voz es que se entera la comunidad de los cambios y a las personas que usan el transporte. Sé que ahorita solo vemos cuatro, pero somos un grupo grande, como vieron las fotos. Así que voy a entregar el tiempo a mi compañera Aurelia.
Buenos días a todos. Mi nombre es Aurelia Vargas y yo estoy aquí para hablar sobre elementos que funcionan bien para Marine Access. Identificamos y se identificaron distintos elementos que son buenos para los usuarios. En espacios adecuados, los autobuses están adaptados para personas con discapacidad y para personas mayores. Cuentan con acceso para pasamanos, rampas para silla de ruedas y espacios para estas mismas. Están preparados también para dar un buen servicio y que sea seguro para los usuarios que necesitan apoyo. En el tema de choferes, los choferes son amigables, calmados, respetuosos, con los usuarios. Son puntuales en el servicio. Esto es con el transporte de Marine Access. En el servicio hay distintos servicios para tránsito. Es como ir puerta a puerta dando su servicio. Tienen entrenamiento para enseñar a los usuarios a andar en autobús, tarjetas de descuento para personas que tienen alguna cuestión médica o emocional, servicios de voluntarios que apoyan a los usuarios. En el proceso de la aplicación, cuentan con persona bilingüe para ayudar a las personas que no sepan el idioma, ayudar a personas que no sepan a escribir y a leer. Y en las oportunidades para mejorar en Marine Access, como escucharon, hay mucho que funciona bien en Marine Access. Sin embargo, identificamos aspectos que pueden ser mejorados. En la comunicación, se requiere revisar con 3 meses de anticipación, se requiere avisar con 3 meses de anticipación a los usuarios sobre los aumentos de las tarifas. Los usuarios pueden presentar dificultades con el aumento de tarifas, como tener insuficiente dinero en efectivo para poder pagar su autobús y en ocasiones hasta pierden el autobús. En personal bilingüe, no se sabe si hay suficiente personal bilingüe todas las horas. Que puedan, en todas las horas que puedan ayudar a los usuarios cuando lo necesitan. Sabemos que hay, por ejemplo, de 8 a 5, pero no sabemos si hay personal las 24 horas del día. Se requiere saber el horario específico sobre la responsabilidad del personal bilingüe. En choferes, se necesita que los choferes sean amigables. Muchos de ellos sí son amigables, pero muchos de ellos no tienen la paciencia y se requiere que tengan empatía y que estén informados y capacitados para que puedan ayudar a los usuarios. En alcance comunitario, se necesita ser más alcance comunitario, como en ferias comunitarias, escuelas, estación de autobuses, para que todos estén informados sobre los cambios que ocurren en la comunidad. Gracias.
Ahora les voy a pasar a la compañera Berenice. Ah, perdón, Vero. Verónica.
Yo nuevamente, y sí, nos confundimos mucho con mi compañera Berenice, porque ella se llama Berenice y yo Verónica, pero Berenice es una de nuestras personas que usa el transporte público y la verdad con ella aprendimos muchísimo. Hay que darle honra al que honra merece y Berenice es una de las personas que nos ayudó mucho. Como se pueden dar cuenta, aquí estamos todos a. Aquí está su persona también, y nuestras personas aquí con nosotros. Nos faltó alguien muy querido, Ricardo, que fue nuestro instructor por 8 semanas. Como comentó mi colega al principio, realizamos una presentación el lunes pasado, con la culminación del curso. Le hicimos la presentación, están todas mis compañeras. Oh. Lo voy a extrañar, como le dije a Ricardo los lunes, en la clausura, la presentación, como costumbre, realizamos una ceremonia de graduación por el cumplimiento. Los participantes recibieron un certificado por honrar nuestro tiempo y el reconocimiento y del esfuerzo. Algunos de los que están participantes aquí, algunos de ellos, ya llevamos 3 reconocimientos. En el 2018 hicimos el de la vivienda con la ciudad de San Rafael. En el 2023, a transporte y diseño con TAM. Y ahora en el 2026, transporte público con Marine Transit. Gracias a la mesa directiva que pudo realizar este curso útil y importante y responsable de la comunidad. Y estoy aquí también porque nuestros compañeros también, tengo el permiso de decir, estamos listos para participar y seguir colaborando para hacer el alcance comunitario, para mejorar el sistema y el transporte para la comunidad y que elija autobuses para el transporte. Entonces, estamos aquí, se los digo que mis compañeros, sé que todos no están aquí, ella es nuestra compañera Berenice, no están aquí, pero todas nos dijeron que estamos listos para seguir trabajando con ustedes. Y ahora le entrego el tiempo a mi querida Cruz.
Bueno, muchas gracias por escucharnos. Les queremos agradecer a Carolyn y a Robert por esta oportunidad de desarrollar nuestras habilidades como líderes y el conocimiento sobre tránsito para involucrarnos en los temas que afectan a nuestra comunidad. También queremos agradecer a Canal Alliance y todo el personal, en especial a Omar Carrera, que por ellos estamos también aquí como voces del canal. También quiero agradecer a Ricardo Huerta por todo su entrenamiento, aprendizaje. Hemos aprendido mucho con él, a pesar de que nos dejaba mucha tarea. Me hacían sentir como si estaba yo en la secundaria. Pero aprendimos mucho. Sin él no, y ustedes no supiéramos cómo funciona Marine Transit, Marine Transit y todos sus servicios. Estamos listos para poder hacer alcance a la comunidad con todo este aprendizaje y espero volverlos a ver pronto. Ahora tenemos tiempo para responder a sus preguntas o si gustan hacer algún comentario.
Yeah, so we're open for comments and questions. I know this is a little unconventional for what we normally bring to your board, but we thought it was a great opportunity just to share a little bit more of the granular details of what we're doing with the community and hear directly from the community.
Fantastic. Thank you all for presenting. I'll look to my colleagues for questions or comments. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to thank you all. Muchísimas gracias por estar aquí hoy. I don't think that we could have any better ambassadors from the canal. As you know, I'm a council member for the city of San Rafael, and I represent District 1, which includes the canal. And these are like incredible leaders, really know the community. And I'm so grateful, Marine Transit, that we are actually are use well. Using you and Ricardo, thank you so much also for working with the Prora and Canal Alliance, and I look forward to continuing the work to expand the outreach. I know that you go like door to door and everywhere that needs to go, so it's a really great group. So thank you,
Dr. Kosicek.
Thanks. Yeah, I just want to also thank you. I think it's a great program that both of you put together, and I think you guys did a fantastic job on the presentations. It was totally professional. It was a fantastic job. One question, which may be more for Kathleen, Robert, what's the next steps for this cohort, and what's the next steps going forward? Are there going to be other cohorts? I know you mentioned an ambassador program, because I think these would be great. They're great representatives of the community and great to integrate it in with Marine Transit.
Yeah, we're actually working on a collaboration agreement with Canal Alliance to which would be kind of the vehicle through which we can bring these folks on board to actually help us with outreach events and some ongoing outreach. We've talked a lot about Clipper. You know, you're aware of this big fare transition we have to make, so that's one of the big things we're hoping to collaborate with both Canal Alliance and this group on. And we have also, I know Canal Alliance is looking into doing some more capacity building, so we're in ongoing conversations with them about that, and we'll partner as sort of as funding opportunities arise. So yeah, those are the big next steps. And then the other thing I'll say is that we have also already taken some of the feedback. You know, we showed you pros and cons today, and you know that's a little vulnerable for us, as you know. But we are also. It's great feedback for us. It's the kind of feedback we want to get is direct input of like what's working and what's not working so that we can keep doing what's working and start working on what's not working to the greatest degree we're able, you know, within the constraints we have. So I'd say those are the three fronts on which we're kind of working on next steps.
Okay, thanks. And I appreciate the Canal Alliance, also all the work that you've done, putting this, helping Marin Transit put the program together. Because I just think it's really fantastic. I really do.
Good.
It's a great job.
Yeah, Director Casissa, if I could just add, what's really exciting for me is really the opportunity to set up a two-way dialogue with the community and with our riders. Oftentimes we get a rider complaint and we talk about it internally, but this gives us the opportunity to go back and forth. We heard at the session last week, you know, complaints about marketing, the rider guide, the website, right? We can only do so much with that, but to be able to sit down with this team and really go back and forth about what part of this is illegible and what do we need to change here, we start having these conversations around service planning as well. And the fact that this group is now educated on who we are and how we do business allows them to understand the trade-offs that we need to make, right? About coverage versus frequency and direct ride or one-seat rides versus transfers, and really get into the details as we do our work to really help respond to what the community needs. So for me, that's also a very exciting component of this.
Thanks.
Thank you, Director Rodoni.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you all so much. Your voice is so important that we hear it. And you've started that conversation this morning. So thank you. I want to thank the Canal Alliance and especially Ricardo for their leadership. You're such an important partner for me in the Canal as being part of my supervisor district. And I really appreciate how much work you've done to help us and TAM along in terms of some of their programs and their proposals. So thank you so much. And I guess my question is, do you feel comfortable now recommending Marin Transit to your family and friends in the canal?
Thank you.
That was a brave question.
Claro que sí nos sentimos confortables y más porque nos dan la oportunidad de expresarnos en nuestro idioma. Gracias.
So I want to add my thanks to all of you for investing your time in Marin Transit. Thank you for doing that because it is so important to have your thoughts and your feedback, and I hope we keep this ongoing now. I do want to ask our staff, we had a lot of commentary about engagement in our new bus maintenance station, and I wonder if that was part of this experience or it will be in the future in terms of having input as we go ahead with developing that station.
Yeah, so it was definitely one of the modules. We went over all our facilities, including the 1075 East Francisco site. There's not much to see, but we did tell people where it was, and it was part of the kind of independent homework is they could go and actually look at the site, as well as our paratransit facility, which is in the canal, the Kerner facility. And definitely, yeah, no, that's another opportunity. I didn't mention that, but Clipper, I'd say Clipper and facility are the big ones we have coming up. That we can utilize this partnership to actually reach the community and get some more direct feedback. And again, like Robert said, a two-way dialogue about what's possible and what we might be able to offer.
Great. So there's more to do. So gracias a todas.
So a couple questions that I had. There was the one question about the hours of bilingual staff answering the phone. Is that 9 to 5?
So we have two different call centers. We have our Marin Access call center, and right. then we have our customer service center. So the hours differ slightly. Believe Marin Access is 10 to 5, and I believe our call center is 7 to 7.
And do they both have bilingual capabilities?
They should have bilingual staff. We also have access to what we call the language line if for some reason that staff member is tied up. But yes, it is a requirement for both.
Okay, great. I think it would be, I just want to, you know, thank the group very much for coming to present and for participating. And I think it will be great, frankly, to run some of the mascots language in the next couple months to, you know, see, to just, I what excites me the most about this work is we're going from translating to actually having a conversation about what is, you know, it's not just a word for word, but what makes sense, what's relevant, what do people want to know, or what do they need to know? So I'm really excited about this work. And thank you, Kathleen, as well for leading the Marin Transit side. All right, I want to open it up for any public comment on this item. Is there anyone in the room wishing to make public comment? Not seeing any. Kate, are there any hands raised on Zoom?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Okay. We will close agenda item 5. And again, thank you all for your presentation and for being here today. Yes?
Great.
Okay, we will move on to agenda item 6, the Marin Access Program Evaluation and Service Extension Recommendation.
Yes, and item number 6 will be presented by our Program and Policy Manager, Joanna Hewitt. Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, President Sackett and Board of Directors, Joanna Hewitt, Program and Policy Manager. Item 6 in your packet is the Marin Access Program Evaluation and Service Extension Recommendation. I will be presenting this item, but it really represents a collaborative effort of many folks on the Marin Transit team, so thank you to the team. Last year, your board authorized a number of changes to Marin Access programs and services designed to improve or expand the mobility options offered to enrolled riders through Marin Access. Where the majority of these changes have been successful, have been well received by riders, and are performing as intended, not all of the changes have performed as well as we expected. This item includes the results of our evaluation of these changes and brings forth a recommendation of where we go from here. The staff recommendation includes authorizing a one-year extension of the same-day paratransit pilot program, the West Marin Connector pilot shuttle, the Marin Access Fare Assistance Mobility Wallet, and the Intro to Mobility program. Additionally, staff recommend authorizing a temporary extension on the added days of service on the West Marin Connector and Point Reyes shuttle through the end of September of this year. Next slide. First, I'll provide a program overview, then I'll touch on program performance and the evaluation, and finally, I'll share the staff recommendation and next steps. Next slide. Next slide. This slide provides an overview of the Marin Access suite of programs and services. Marin Access was designed to expand mobility for older adults and people with disabilities in Marin County. These programs are largely funded by Measure B and FTA 5310 funding. The majority of the offerings are discretionary. Marin Access has 3 main buckets of programs, with the programs being set up to increase as a rider's needs increase. The programs on the left of the slide are our core mobility programs. These are age-based for those that are age 65 plus. These include the Intro to Mobility program, designed to introduce enrolled riders to the array of options available as they age and elect to or are required to stop or reduce driving. The Volunteer Driver Reimbursement program, shuttles designed to connect riders to critical services and goods, travel training, and our travel navigator team. The programs in the middle account for paratransit service, a service designed to complement our fixed route bus service for those that cannot independently use accessible bus service some or all of the time. While paratransit requires advanced reservations, same-day paratransit allows people to travel on the same day the trip is booked. Finally, on the right, we have the fare assistance programs. These are designed to meet the needs of those with income barriers. Offerings include value to use on local or same-day paratransit or shuttles, a free annual bus pass to use on local buses, and the mobility wallet with a recurring subsidy of up to $200 per month. In a moment, I'll highlight the programs that were included in the service changes implemented last July. Next slide. Marin Access programs and services are really a large part of the work we as a team do at all levels of the organization. Although these programs and services accounted for just 2% of our ridership from July through December of last year, we dedicate a lot of staff time to supporting these programs because the needs of enrolled riders are ever-changing and unique. We are intentional about using our resources to ensure efficiency, but we do spend a lot of time trying to address the challenges of serving community members that are aging or may have a disability. This slide shows the challenges we were working to solve with the service changes last year. But to be frank, we've been continually working on solving these challenges since the rollout of Marin Access in 2010. It does require a lot of time and attention to address the changing needs and preferences of these populations in tandem with the changing external factors such as emerging technology and changing transportation landscape as a whole. Key challenges include improving the legibility of programs, eliminating barriers to enrollment, prioritizing the needs of the most vulnerable riders, solving complex mobility challenges, streamlining program delivery, achieving program stability, and ensuring financial sustainability. These are really ongoing challenges that we try to address both with and without making major service changes or disrupting how and when riders use Marin Access. Next slide. And next slide. This slide highlights the programs that were introduced or expanded as part of the service changes implemented in July 2026. They're the ones circled in red. These include the introduction of the Intro to Mobility program, expanded service on Marin Access shuttles, the introduction of same-day paratransit service, and the introduction of the mobility wallet. As we rolled out these changes, we did extensive outreach to the community to advise them of what was changing and coming and would be available for them. Next slide. So staff evaluated the program changes for a six-month period from July 2025 through December 2025. During the evaluation period, there were roughly 41,000 trips taken on Marin Access programs and services. This slide shows a breakdown of ridership across programs for the evaluation period from July through December 2025. As shown, the majority of riders use ADA paratransit, and our two largest programs are ADA paratransit and the mobility wallet, accounting for nearly 90% of ridership. Next slide. So this slide shows cross-program use for unique active riders from July through December of 2025. This slide speaks to our goal of having riders use multiple programs to expand their mobility and meet their needs. Overall, 838 total riders use both ADA paratransit and the mobility wallet programs, with 19% of paratransit riders supplementing their use with other services offered through the mobility wallet. We're really happy to see this, as it's something we've been working toward for quite some time, starting with adjustments made to the enrollment process and then to the ongoing fine-tuning of programs and services and the introduction of the mobility wallet. Now I'll get into the specifics of the program changes made last July. Next slide. So in July 2025, we introduced the Mobility Wallet. This program replaced the former Catch a Ride voucher program and has proven to be an effective and efficient and flexible way to provide subsidies direct to enrolled riders. The Mobility Wallet provides riders the ability to make a choice on a trip-by-trip basis of the best option for that particular trip. The Mobility Wallet can be used for taxis, TNCs such as Uber and Lyft, to pay for transit fares via Clipper, with providers that offer wheelchair accessible service and other forms of local transportation. At rollout, we offered three distinct programs: the Marin Access Fare Assistance, or MAFA Mobility Wallet, offering up to $200 per month for those with income barriers. The second program was the Catch a Ride Transitional Program, and this was for riders that formerly used the Catch a Ride Voucher Program but did not have a demonstrated income barrier. This also offered up to $200 per month, but only for a limited term through December of last year. And finally, the Intro to Mobility Wallet, offering a one-time subsidy of $200 for new riders. Next slide, please. Overall, the Mobility Wallet has proven to expand mobility and flexibility for riders. Through this program, we have provided more trips at a lower cost while providing riders with more options to give them the flexibility to meet their needs. This program has also given the district new tools to control costs and reduce the administrative burden for staff and contractors. And I think I can safely say that we're all happy to have eliminated the need to print and mail vouchers out to riders. The key takeaway here is that we are offering expanded mobility and flexibility for those most in need and offering a way for new riders to explore their options. Next slide. Marin Access shuttles are designed to fill gaps in the transportation network and allow riders to access critical goods and services. We offer a variety of urban and rural shuttles. This slide focuses on the two shuttles we made adjustments to last July. The Point Reyes shuttle has historically provided service on the first and third Mondays to destinations in Novato. The expansion of this service added two additional days of service on the second and fourth Mondays and provided service to San Anselmo and Fairfax via the San Geronimo Valley. The West Marin Connector connects communities within West Marin and since June 2024 has provided service on Tuesdays between Stinson Beach and Bolinas to Alima and Point Reyes. This shuttle was implemented during the closure of the post office in Bolinas. In July 2025, we added an additional day of service on Saturdays. The expansion days on both shuttles were implemented based on feedback from riders and community partners in West Marin. Next slide, please. Unfortunately, with the expansion of service on both of those shuttles, ridership has not met expectations. Productivity on these shuttles is typically fairly low, but for the expansion days, productivity was roughly 50% less than existing shuttles. Ridership on the core days for both services, both shuttles, has remained consistent. The West Marin Connector service on Tuesday is encouraging as it has matched productivity with other longstanding shuttles and continues to provide improved connections between rural communities and West Marin. The key takeaway here is that the service is not well utilized on the expanded days of service. Next slide. For our third program, the same-day paratransit pilot service allows riders to schedule local paratransit trips on the same day. Same-day service is something that riders have indicated is needed and desired for quite some time, as it gives them more flexibility, particularly for those requiring a wheelchair-accessible vehicle. This service is offered at a premium fare of $15 per trip and is offered on an as-available basis. This program was designed to utilize existing capacity and to not increase costs. Next slide. Overall, this program has performed well and as intended. Riders are using the service selectively in moments where pre-planning is not possible. This service has comparable efficiency to mandated paratransit service and does not cause an increased administrative burden on staff. Overall, riders have indicated that they appreciate the flexibility it offers. The key takeaway is that the program is providing value to riders without increasing per passenger costs. Next slide. And next slide. So this slide brings us back to the list of challenges noted earlier in the presentation. With the changes last year, we've made significant progress on the first five. We'll still address these continually in the future, likely through administrative changes and with minimal change or disruption for riders. Today and in the coming year, we are focused on continuing to work toward achieving program stability and ensuring financial sustainability. Next slide. And that brings us to our recommendations. So first, with the mobility wallet. So the mobility wallet offered expanded mobility and flexibility to riders, and staff recommend extending the mobility wallet for an additional year through June 30, 2027. Second, the West Marin Connector and Point Reyes Shuttle expansion days have not been well utilized. Staff recommend ending the expansion days on both the West Marin Connector and Point Reyes Shuttle on October 1, 2026, and continuing operation of the West Marin Connector through the Saturday or the Tuesday day of service through June 30th, 2026. And finally, same day paratransit service is providing value without increasing costs. Staff recommend extending same day paratransit service through June 30th, 2027. Staff will continue to monitor these programs and educate riders on alternative options as needed. Next slide. And that concludes the presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions from directors? Director Lauren Scolahi.
Yes, thank you. I was just curious for the West Marin. I assume that the riders that you described were local and no tourist using the services?
Yeah, I believe for the most part it's local riders.
And once this program is canceled, what choices do they have? I mean, is it like a volunteer program or how will they be able to?
Yeah, so the majority of riders on the shuttles are age 65 or have a disability, and so many of those programs will be eligible to enroll for Marin Access. They can use the volunteer driver reimbursement program. If they're able, they can use Stagecoach Route 61 or 68. And we're monitoring other potential programs that are beginning or continuing operations in West Marin, and we'll refer people to those if appropriate.
And I'd just like to clarify that the service will still be offered on the other days. So our recommendation on the West Marin Connector is to cancel the Saturday but leave in place the Tuesday. And on the Point Reyes, we would cancel the second and fourth Monday and leave in place the first and third. So service would still be available, just a lower level of service.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the presentation. And I first of all want to thank all staff for their flexibility, because part of the West Marin shuttle was to address the post office closure in Bolinas when people were literally stranded to get their mail. And so you provided a good service. It gave a chance to run a pilot and a good test. But from the numbers that I saw, the demand's just not there. But I appreciate the flexibility in terms of trying to provide some service some days of the month, because I think it is something that people do use, and only ask that you make sure the message gets out, that people understand the change and understand there are opportunities. But I do appreciate the flexibility of staff of even taking this on and trying it, because if we don't try it, we don't know what works and what doesn't work. And so I really appreciate that. So thank you.
I will just add my thanks. We try things at Marin Transit, and I'm glad we do. We have a track record of really trying to meet our customers' needs, and sometimes it works very well, and sometimes we just don't have the ridership, but we try. So thank you for this presentation.
Yes, I agree. It's great to pilot things. On the, Joanna, you talked about sort of the freedom of not having to mail out all the vouchers and so forth. Is there a staff time savings as a result of not having to do that? And if so, are folks sort of being adjusted into other, I'm sure there's plenty of other work, but can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I would say there's a significant amount of staff time savings. And I think it's giving us more opportunities to monitor the programs and do outreach and find better ways to communicate about the programs to riders, rather than worrying about printing and mailing so many vouchers.
Yeah, I would say in addition to staff time, just the printing and mailing costs of those vouchers wasn't insignificant. And as Joanna mentioned with the mobility wallet, the digital payment, we see data in real time. We don't have to wait for those vouchers to be returned and dependent upon the provider to give us the vouchers. We can see the data and actually do a lot more dynamic planning in real time.
And it seems like there's been a real uptick of usage of the mobility wallet. I think when this was first talked about, there was a little concern about getting folks logged in and downloaded and all that kind of thing. Do you feel like you've gotten over that hurdle, or is it ongoing?
I think for the most part, we've made a lot of improvements that have made it easier for people to start up using it. I mean, there are digital and there's a virtual and a physical card option, but we really kind of steer people towards the type that makes the most sense as they're enrolling. Mm-hmm. And so it's as easy as kind of sharing. It's use it just like a credit card. It only works with certain providers or certain vendors. Yes, I think we've made improvements. There's still challenges that we can continue to work on. But I think overall, the rider education has grown and improved.
And now you have a new employee to help with that
Yes.
education. So we're glad you're here.
Yes.
All right. We will open it up for, if there are no other director questions or comments, we'll open it up for public comment on this item. I'm not, is there anyone in the room wishing to make public comment? I'm not seeing any. Are there any hands raised on Zoom?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Okay, we'll bring it back. And we're looking, this is an action item to authorize a 1-year extension of the Marin Access programs and a temporary extension on the added days of service on the West Marin Connector as outlined in the staff reports.
So I'll make a motion. Do you need one motion or two?
Think we can do it in one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll move to recommend. Do you want me to read it or just the entire thing? Oh, no.
That's
So I'll just move to accept the recommendations from the Marine Access Program Evaluation and Service Extension recommendations.
second.
We have a motion by Director Lorenz Gulati and a second by Rodoni. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That those motions are, or those actions are approved. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.